Hi, this is dictation for Kiran Kidwai, KIRNQIDWAI. Date of birth is 10/25/78. Date of accident is 1/8/2022. And date of service is 3/8/2022. The Kiran Kidwai is a victim of the automobile accident. She injured on an icy day on 1/8/2022 near the Romulus Airport when her car hit into the median after shifting all the three lanes when she lost control. Apparently, this impact led her to a head injury and pain in the neck and upper back and lower back, with pain in across both the shoulders, with radiation to the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly, as well as headache. The patient was seen in the ER next day, and she has now trying physical therapy. The patient reports that her headaches are continuing, and her pain in the shoulder and upper back and lower back is still persisting. Headaches are present all day long. The pain level is from 4 to 8 overall, with some radiation to the right upper arm and right leg, laterally and posteriorly. Patient does report 60% pain relief in overall symptoms, and the ADLs that are affected are work and sleep, which is affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports ongoing headaches associated with dizziness, vertigo, and vision disturbances. She feels tired, with difficulty sleeping, weakness, lack of concentration. Patient denies any associated nausea, vomiting, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory at this time. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, mid back, as well as stiffness in the neck and the lower back stiffness. She has also pain in both the shoulders and across the shoulder, across the upper back. And she reports a pain in the right hip. In the GI, patient has constipation and stomach pain, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, pain level has remained same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance program, full compliance is reported by the patient. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit, a new patient visit of 2/7/2022, dictation number 0221-093. It includes a general review, musculoskeleton examination, and also the extremities examination. The plan of care, diagnosis are the same plan of care as to continue monitoring the pain. Order, we have ordered the physical therapy to continue at three times per week with massage, and also she can continue working at light duty with the part-time job, since she has a light duty job anyway, no lifting over 5 pounds, and housework replacement. MRI of the spine, complete spine, and a X-ray of the right hip was ordered, and the MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant and SWI is ordered to identify the trauma to the brain. If they come positive, a modification of the treatment plan will be conducted. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. She did not want any pain medication like Ortrim or Tylenol, codeine, which were offered to her. She only wants to take only ibuprofen, which is perfectly fine with me. Thank you.